It is Friday morning, and you know what happens around here on Friday morning.
All your NASCAR news is here. Time now for the Loose Lug Nuts with Clint Wright and Jacob Bassett.
Well, Jacob Bassett is on the line with me, and of course, Clint is on vacation. I wish I could afford a vacation. What about you, Alex?
Yeah, I got one here in a couple of weeks, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I said Alex. I meant to say Jacob. But, hey, listen, NASCAR was at Phoenix over the weekend. Do we just need to go ahead and give the trophy to Christopher Bell?
Man, he's riding hot right now, that's for sure.
He is that. And, of course, you know, he's won three in a row. Correct me if I'm wrong. They said it's been since 2018 that
Kevin Harvick.
Yeah, man, Kevin Harvick. And Phoenix was one of those that he won. I think he won at Atlanta and then Las Vegas and then Phoenix.
Yeah.
So, all right. So tell me, what'd you think about the racing with the red letter tires and the yellow tires?
Yeah, those tires make it for an exciting race. You know, the drivers have the options to use whichever tires they want. You know, the red ones they're already race ready. They're already got a little wear to them, so they wear out quicker. Then the yellow tires is like your standard, you know, sticker tires.
Yeah. Well, Christopher Bell, did you think he had the best car? I thought throughout the day, pound for pound, he was probably the best car, wasn't he?
Well, for the most part, yeah, all the Toyotas were fast. You know, him and Denny Hamlin, but you got to give it up for Ryan Preece, too. He had a pretty good car in that Dark Horse Mustang. Kyle Larson had a pretty decent car as well.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say about Ryan Preece. You know, got to talk with him a lot last year when he came to Talladega. And, of course, he's changed teams now, but I'm going to tell you what, when's it going to be that he gets his first win?
It could be next week at Las Vegas. You never know with the way the season is. You know, right now it looks like Christopher Bell has a stranglehold on it, but if anybody has anything to say, it could be Ryan Preece.
Yeah, of course, I tell you, another good run over the weekend for Kyle Busch, too.
Yeah, he ran up front, started up front in that eight car, and he's due a win. It's been a while, and hey, he runs good at Las Vegas as his home track. You know, he might be my pick for a winner. We'll just have to wait and see.
Old Mo has definitely put on a number 20 t-shirt. So I tell you what, we're going to come back and talk with Jacob a little more about the race this past Sunday. Then we'll preview Las Vegas, and we'll have our picks right here on the Loose Lug Nuts. Out in the land of the desert in Phoenix this last weekend with the NASCAR guys, Jacob Bassett on the line with me. And I tell you what, Chase Elliott did not have what I call a very good Chase Elliott day. Now, he and William Byron, Jacob, they both got caught on pit road when the caution come out. And that's just bad luck.
Yeah, you know, pit road is like a gamble. You know, you come down and then they throw the caution out and you're kind of stuck there. You know, you can't help that. When a guy says come down, you got to come down, and sometimes it just doesn't work the way you want it to.
And I'll tell you, too, you talked about Ryan Preece having a good ride for a while. Harrison Burton had a really good – not Harrison Burton, the 21 driver.
Josh Berry.
Josh Berry. But also you had Suarez who had a really good ride going and got caught up in the lady. Isn't she the first one to drive NASCAR since Danica Patrick?
Yeah, she is, and, you know, she had her own for a little while. Yes, she ran mostly towards the back, but she kept a clean car for the most part, and I think a blown tire kind of spun her out and turned her fortunes around.
Yeah, and, of course, the same thing happened to Bubba Wallace. You know, he blew a tire going into the turn and, of course, ended his day. But, you know, I want to ask you real quick because so far in the first 4 weeks of the season – they seem to be having a problem with power steering, whether it's the pump or the actual something going on. And, you know, NASCAR gets those parts approved from one manufacturer for the whole kit and caboodle. They don't do different ones for Toyota or, you know, Ford or anything like that. Do you think this is something NASCAR needs to look into, that maybe wherever they've got the contract with might not be working out?
Yeah, you know, this is not like the old days where drivers and crew kind of had their say in the car. You know, now NASCAR has more control of it. And, you know, when you don't have control of it, you can't actually look and see what the problem is, or you'll take a massive penalty. And, you know, sometimes it'll cost that driver. It's showing with that power steering issue.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I tell you what, we're going to talk about Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. That's where I want to go. Maybe Jacob and Clint and I can get on a big bird one day and head out that way. But we'll do that when we come back on the Loose Lug Nuts here on Kix 100.3. Jacob Bassett, half of the Loose Lug Nuts here. The other Loose Lug Nut is tied on pretty good. He's on vacation this week, Clint Wright. Let's talk about Viva Las Vegas, Jacob. Another one of those kind of mile and a half tracks. And you know what? It's that thing is fast, though. It may not be as fast as Atlanta, but buddy, when you go off into turn one at Viva, you better be ready.
You know, not only turn one, but turn two, coming off of turn two into the Nellis straightaway. You know, it's named for the Air Force Base on the back end of the track there. So it's fast all the way around. And usually it's a Ford track, and, you know, I think this week it could be a Chevy track as well, maybe even a Toyota, because, you know, right now Toyota has the stranglehold on the Cup Series.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you about that. In years past, back in the 80s, and I know, you know, you weren't NASCAR bound then, but even in the 90s, the 80s and the 90s, it seemed like when you had, you know, back then you had four, manufacturers running. Of course, you had Pontiac, you had Chevy, Ford, and even Dodge. Tell me this, back then when one was way out ahead of others as far as winning races and points, they would always do something with the rules, Jacob, to kind of draw them all back closer together. Do you see that happening now with this gen car?
Yeah, NASCAR wants them, you know, they want parity in it. And with the way the cars are now, you know, with more control, they try to make that parity. But, you know, some teams can still find that line between, you know, playing fair and not playing fair. You know, that's where they get the advantage, and it seems like Toyota's right now have it figured out.
Yeah, I think so too, especially Joe Gibbs Racing. I mean, they got it figured out, and of course they've been up front at every race that we've had. Now let's talk about about Las Vegas. Mile and a half track, 257 laps, 400.5 miles. Does the last 100 that you would be in a 500 race, would that really take a part in play if they ran that extra 100 miles?
I think it would. You know, it's a whole different strategy when you add those extra 100 miles, you know, with fuel and tires and all that like that. And, you know, right, this week is not going to be like Phoenix. It's going to be the standard tire. And, you know, you won't have that option. And I think tires will come into play late in the race.
Well, and you know, they talked about that yesterday when you and I, or I say yesterday, last Sunday, when you and I were talking about Ryan Preece. They talked about how he was making his track around Phoenix when he was out front. He never hit the brakes, Jacob. He was just kind of diamonding that track. That's tough on an engine, and you start tacking on another 100 miles, and that's really tough.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't just Ryan Preece. There was a few others. I think Christopher Bell did it like that, Denny Hamlin. You know, when you get something figured out and you're not able to, you don't have to hit the brakes or anything like that, you're a good driver. And, you know, this is a technical track, you know, when to hit the gas, when to hit the brakes and all that. And we'll see who the best driver is Sunday.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to come back with the picks and see if Jacob or I can pick the best driver on Sunday. And we'll do that here in just a few moments, right after some hit-kicking country. going to Las Vegas this weekend, and of course there'll be a lot of gambling, a lot of people wanting to hit the Las Vegas Strip out there in between time. But what about gambling on the racetrack, Jacob? Is what's more important at Vegas? Is it a starting position? Is it track position? Is it pit road? Your work on pit road, fuel mileage. What do you think comes into play more than anything Sunday?
Oh, it's most definitely track position. You know, how fast you can get on and off pit road without catching the penalty, and, you know, when to pit, when not to pit, and all that. I think you'll see a lot of cars coming in together, but, you know, you're going to have a good pit crew this week.
Yeah, and, of course, a mile and a half, we talked about it. It starts at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon on FS1. Again, you'll have the same crew calling it from Mike Joy, also Kevin Harvick, and Clint Boyer. Those two guys were very good at Las Vegas as well. All right, I'm going to give you the opportunity first. I don't have Clint's picks, but I'll let you – your winner only first.
I'm going to go with the hometown boy. I kind of foreshadowed it earlier. Kyle Busch needs to win, and what a better way to end the winning losing streak than at his home track at Las Vegas.
I'll be honest with you, I was going to take him too, but I'll let you have it. I'm going to go with the guy that made it very interesting last Sunday at Phoenix that come on late. I'm going with Kyle Larson to get it done this Sunday.
Not a bad pick.
All right, what about your long shot?
I'm going to go with another hometown boy. He's kind of ran up front the past few races. He's due for a cup win. And, you know, a new team. I think this team is starting to come on pretty strong. I'm going to go with Noah Gregson.
Noah Gregson. Well, you took a lot of words right out of my mouth. I'm going to tell you somebody that's been running well, too. I think it might come Sunday. First win for Ryan Preece. How about that?
I like it.
It would be a good one. Well, we'll get together with Jacob and Clint next week right here on the Loose Lug Nuts, and we'll talk about Viva Las Vegas, and we'll also preview the next race for the next weekend. Glad to have my guys with me. Clint on vacation, but Jacob in there as well. We'll see you next Friday. Now more Hit Kicking Country.